We are back.
Can you hear me? I'm not sure we can.
It's on mic. It's on mic
four,
three.
Four.
You go on mic three. Go on mic three.
No, mic three's the bad one.
Just do it.
Okay, I'll be here for now, but Daniela, you should put me on. Well, right now I have two microphones, but all right. So welcome back. You are listening to Miami Blizzard Quake. We are actually just this time Miami Quake because our friend Blizzard is not here. So, yeah. So we'll figure that out. Can you not hear me at all?
No, I can't hear any.
All right, you want to tell them about your diet while I work on that really quick?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, nothing. Well, you just heard Death Cab for Cutie song called Kids in 99, so I hope you all enjoyed that. I still can't hear myself.
You can't hear yourself?
Nope.
How about now? Speak now.
No, I'm speaking and nothing's
all right.
Going on.
Why don't you try these?
That's why I think these were over here.
Bet you're right.
Hello? Hello. Now, oh, that's really loud.
All right.
Now I can hear it.
We solved the problem.
That's great.
I'm on ops team. That's a little joke for you WMFOers out there. That's the word for somebody who repairs the studio.
And he's basically that.
Basically that.
Thanks
yeah.
for your patience.
Yeah, it's been a real one. I'm going to be honest. It's been a full week. I'm not going to lie. Things have gone well. Things have gone less well. And
yeah,
we're here now.
We are here now.
And honestly, there's nowhere I'd rather be than right here in the studio talking to you.
Not me, though.
Not Daniela.
Everyone else.
Mostly everyone else. Yeah. So, okay. Actually, for those of you who have been listening since the summer, which I hope none of you have been because it has been a learning experience, but I kept promising Chris every single week that we would have promotional materials. And I never did it because I just didn't want to. But right
now,
here now, when Chris is not here on 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio, I have created our first promotional material
Ooh.
For Miami Blizzard Quake. And I'm going to show Daniela. She is not.
This is live reaction.
She has not seen it before. So this is. So we're going to call this episode Daniela Reacts.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Here we go.
I always wanted a channel. Oh.
Daniela hates
wow.
it. Daniela hates it. All right.
You know, I got to
tell us why. Tell us why you hate it.
Okay. I wouldn't say I hate it. I wouldn't say I love it.
All right.
But there's different parts that I like.
Name the part. So wait. Describe what you see so far.
Okay. So we have Miami in pink and blue letters.
Like vintage retro Miami.
Vintage retro Miami with some kind of oversimplified palm tree clip art.
It's called a vector image.
I knew it was just about to say vector.
It's a vector image.
It's a vector image. So you know what it means. It's like two colors max. Then the blizzard looks like an old ice company, which I'm kind of digging. Like a snow old style snow clone
Our
company.
Snow clone. Yep.
Snow clones.
Sure, for sure. All right. Tell us about
it. I do that a lot.
Oh, it's Quake you don't like.
Yeah, the Quake is not cute, and neither is the I feel like the contrast between gray and blue isn't a good one.
So it's the colors you don't like?
The colors, the font, and the cracks just look like you've got dry skin.
All right.
And
so
the
we're
going to
call
is,
it Miami Blizzard,
no,
I think.
No, I think, yeah. Just keep it Miami Blizzard.
Keep Miami Blizzard.
I do really like the first two parts. I think you could jazz up the palm trees a bit, but take out the Quake. It's okay. That's my representation, and I'll take it away.
All right. We'll take it away.
All right.
Okay, so I'm glad Daniela likes two-thirds of it.
Yeah. The only thing is also the spacing where it's a 7 to 8 is a little awkward.
Yeah, it's a little awkward. I threw that part together.
Okay, that's fine. But
do you
it's
guys,
great.
Do you guys out here want to hear what our... So should we tell them about what we did yesterday? 8 to 9?
Yeah, what did we do? Oh, yes, we
Tell
are in
that.
A dance.
A dance.
A dance, the most elegant of dances. It's a group on campus called Tufts Dance Collective. TDC for short. So I will now refer to it as TDC from that point on.
That's perfect.
So basically we're in a dance, and each of these dances usually have like a really weird theme to it.
Yeah.
And so our theme is glutes and free. If that makes sense.
I don't know. No, it's like glutes as in like our butts.
Yeah, that's what I said. Oh, it's glutes and free.
Got it. Yeah.
Like
glutes gluten-free, but
free.
Yeah.
Gluten-free, but with butts.
But like a twist.
Yes.
And the twist is our butts.
Yes.
It should be.
So there is a lot of booty-related songs as well as some bread references.
Do you want to hear how it starts?
Wait, Can you have it?
Well, I'm gonna try to recreate it.
Why?
will you put me? Can you give me some volume?
Yeah, I'll give you some volume.
I don't know if this is. I haven't tested this before.
Okay, so we'll try it on. You're on.
All right. Here's what the beginning sounds like. I think. So it sort of sounds like that.
It's actually a lot slower.
Wait, let me see. Should we try?
I don't know.
I think I can make it happen.
Try it.
All right, ready?
Shouts out to
Oh, here it is. Here it is, Daniela.
Our 13 listeners that are
Refresh the page.
I did.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. All right.
Here's what it actually sounds like. So then it cuts to a different song. But so the reason why that is so funny is that at least when I first heard it, I couldn't understand what it was saying until the second "my anaconda don't," and then it immediately made sense. But it was so surreal to hear that just like from all of the speakers, because it's like a full sound system distributed throughout the entire room. So I was like, what is this demonic thing happening?
Yeah, if you play it backwards, actually Satan will rise and get summoned.
That's confirmed. Ready?
No, don't play it backwards.
No.
Don't actually.
We have to summon Satan.
No.
All right, ready?
We're not ready. I don't think we are. Oh no, we're not doing this. No, thank you. What we will do is we'll play another song.
You got one?
And I hope you all enjoy that.
Thank you. The son was an okay guy. They had a pet dragonfly. The dragonfly ran away, but it came back with a story to say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our brand new segment, which is going to be Food Watch. So,
I don't know if it's going to be keep going after this, so but whatever.
So, our brand new segment, Food Watch, it is about important food to be on the lookout for because it might affect you personally. So,
it's basically a PSA, in other words.
Yeah, it's like a small PSA, but we also have to read our regular PSA. But for Food Watch, basically, I was in Duwick before this. And oh my God, every single piece of produce in that entire thing, if it were a fruit, was giant, Daniela.
I believe it.
The size of the apple was the size of, like, you know how your brain is, like, the size of, like, both of your fists put together? Like, that's the size
Shoot,
of...
Shoot, I have a small brain.
Yeah, you got a small brain.
Oh, darn.
I got a big, chunky brain. But, like, the size of your brain, is there two, like, fists next to each other? This was bigger than my brain, this apple that I got.
You're kidding.
I looked at
Where
it.
Where is
it's over by my... Go get it. Go look at it. Go look at my backpack. It's huge. And the point is that, like...
Oh my gosh, wait a second.
Describe the size of this apple.
My goodness. This is ridiculously enormous.
It's the size of a pumpkin.
No, it's honestly almost the size of a softball.
Yeah, it might be the size
It might be the size of a softball.
This apple's so
definitely
big.
As big, if not bigger, than a baseball.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. But I watched it. I looked at it. I saw it sitting on top of this pile of other very large apples, but this was the crowning jewel. And I was like, I don't even want an apple, but I need this apple.
Jesus.
Because if I don't get it, someone else will take it, and they won't appreciate it the same way I will.
I mean, everyone, all 12 of you out there, imagine a Granny Smith the size of a softball, and there you have it. This is this apple.
And it didn't stop there, Food Watch listeners. It did not stop there.
Oh, no.
There were grapes the size of, like...
Mm.
I was going to say cherry tomatoes, but that's, like, the same thing.
Grapes can be that big. I've seen grapes, like Costco grapes.
Yeah, it's like it was like Costco grapes.
Oh, that usually doesn't happen.
I know.
This was
some big produce we had, and I think everyone should go try and take a look at it before it closes.
Yeah. Also, we all obviously know that fruit this big just does not happen on its own.
Thank you.
So, what do we all feel about the controversial topic of non-GMOs/GMOs? Not GNO, because that's a girl's night out, but GMOs, genetically modified.
I'm willing to share my opinion.
Same.
Here's my opinion.
Yeah.
I support it.
You support non-GMOs or you support GMOs?
Who talks like I support non-GMOs? Stop touching my apple. Give me my apple.
I don't want to touch it.
I'm going to eat that later.
Hey, can I take a picture of it?
What?
Yes.
You need to put it with, like, you as, like, there needs to be a reference.
Okay, I'll put it up my head. And I got a big head.
Yeah, you got
a... For all you listeners out there, I have a big head.
Small brain, but big head.
Oh, that sounds like, it looks like I'm dumb.
Yeah, we got there. But yeah, so I would say that I think GMOs are good.
So I don't think that they're necessarily all evil. I'm just kidding. All bad. However, it can be argued anyway. I think that living as much as you can to, like, the actual form of the fruit or vegetable is the best thing you could do with yourself. As opposed to, you know, trying to, you know, change things and whatnot.
Here's my question for you,
also, though. I mean, there's been studies. That's the thing, is like, it doesn't matter. You can find studies that support, you know, GMOs and studies that don't support GMOs. You know what I mean? So it's pretty inconclusive as of now. I think
hold on, though. Here's the question I have, right? Like, this is what corn used to look like before people, like... So there's GMOs where you, like, go into the plant, like, and, like, mess with the genome. And then there's also GMOs where, like, over long periods of time, humans, like, selectively breed the best ones. And those are both, like, GMOs, kind of.
I guess, I mean, that's what I mean, it's not all bad. Like, I would say...
Because, like, this used to be corn, and then now we know what corn... Like, corn
show me
like
that photo.
You see it, right?
I've seen that. In some areas, like South America... Like, that looks like a cacao plant.
Yeah, and, like, that's what it used to look like, but then, like, humans, like, got the seeds out of them and, like, made them look into, like, the way that they look now. And, like, also, there's no way that we could feed this many people the way that plants used to be without GMOs.
Yeah, okay, so this is when you have to articulate whether you have, like, lab-created GMOs or selective breeding. I think, like, those are different. I think a lot of the issue comes with labs and doing it via science of, like, you know, genetically changing it so, like, tomatoes taste, or like grapes taste like cotton candy. Have you heard of those cotton candy grapes?
Oh my god, they're so good.
Never had them.
They're actually really good.
I believe it.
You should try it.
But, you know, I honestly think, call me naive, I don't know what you want to say, but I think as close to the original form as you can get, that's what you got to do.
I think I'm okay with it.
I feel like if I had the option to, and I had the means to choose which one, either way, I would, you know, choose not GMO.
Well, and I'm also speak for bias because
my family is in the food business. So
that's true.
And like, I mean, you could just say it's a selling point or whatever. And yeah, it is to a certain audience. However, I think there is merit to that. So call in.
Yeah, call in.
You know the phone number. It's 855-915-WMFO. For those who don't know how to translate letters to numbers,
it's hard.
Which I don't know how to do, it's 855-915-9636. Let us know about GMOs. This is such like a canned like debate. But
it's an easy one. So you all should have opinions.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to play up a song right now. Hello, and we are back. All right.
We're back, baby.
And so I just want to give
it's
you
a 2019.
I just want to give you
are back.
A rundown.
And better than before.
A rundown of all the songs that we have been listening to. So the second song we listened to was a song by Arlo Parks called Second Guessing. Next one was the Monsters and Men classic, Dirty Paws. Brings you back to a place in Scandinavia that you've never been to. But I had that song always brings. Anyways, random anecdote. Then Sprawl 2 by Arcade Fire, parentheses, Mountains Beyond Mountains. I heard that song and I was in fifth grade, and I watched it when I was sneakily watching SNL because they came to perform. Oh my God, I fell in love with that song and Indian genres in general of the time. That was 2010. Wow. Anyways, bring me back. Bring me back. Then we got
Foster the Pitbull, Mr. 305.
Where's Chris? It's called Pick You Up. Then we've got The Shins, The Simple Song, which is a classic. And then another Foster the People classic song, Houdini. So yeah, there we go. Now,
the moment you've been waiting for all episode.
Yep.
Here we go.
We all know what this is. Yeah. So, the West Somerville Neighborhood Association, quote unquote, welcome back students, public service announcement.
These are always so funny.
As the new school year begins, the West Somerville Neighborhood Association would like to welcome back all new and returning Tufts students back to campus and the residential areas surrounding Tufts University here in West Somerville and Medford.
Why were they so specific about when?
We also want to help spread the word that telling neighbors about parties ahead of time by circulating a notice is a good idea. With your name attached to it, the party's location and date, and a phone number that's guaranteed to be answered is the single best way to avoid having the police called should there be any problems. Just imagine I'm some sort of like neighbor, Somerville neighbor mom.
Yeah, it's not hard to imagine. Danielle looks like an 80-year-old.
I know, it's rude. Anyways, this public service announcement has been sponsored by the West Somerville Neighborhood Association, dedicated to improving communication and fostering relationships between Tufts and the surrounding residential community. Visit us on the web at westsomerville.org. That's westsomerville.org. It's all in caps.
westsomerville.org.
And there you have it. A public service announcement.
Thank you.
We just got to talk about this for a second.
I want to talk literally, a lot of stuff.
Okay, so it turns out like the clip art that they put with this PSA is literally the Simpsons old lady.
It's like,
it's a little it's a little bit of a dig to the West Somerville, you know, Neighborhood Association, which look, I totally get it. Living in a college town kind of sucks, right? Because here you have all these rowdy kids having parties and whatnot late at night. And maybe all you do is want to get a good night's sleep after a long week.
Do you know who I want to talk to about getting a lot more sleep?
Wait, can I just finish the story?
Please, I would love that.
However, that being said, I don't know whether having all this information to your neighbors would be beneficial to you or the neighbors at all.
I think it would just give them an easier name to identify you with.
Yes, and be like, this literal, you know, vagrant that lives across the street keeps having parties. You know, whatever. Anyways, polarizing topic.
Polarizing topic for sure.
And I had to choose that one because I was like, oh, this sounds so very
funny.
Good. But yeah.
All right, should we play another song for them?
Yes. Do you have one?
I sure do. I think you might like it even.
Me? Like a song? I'm just kidding.
We'll see. Here
all
we
right,
go.
Here we go.
caught up in an undertow. You came to me, pulled me out and brought me home. Through the dust and dirt, see what we're worth. Through the pain and hate, here come bright days. Forgot many times, true friends hard to find. Together we're strong and sing to this song. And sing to this song.
All right, everyone, sorry. Danielle and I just figured out that the artist who makes that song you just heard,
Matt and Kim,
are coming November 22nd. Yep. And we kind of want to go.
We kind of want to go. So I have been to a Matt and Kim concert before. And I actually went with my sister and her then boyfriend. Oh, thank God he's not there anymore. Anyways, and her friend. And good. And so basically... it was so much fun. It was literally a rave for like a bunch of 35-year-olds.
Was it outdoors?
No, it was indoors. It was at the House of Blues.
And it was still a rave.
It was still. And they're just so vulgar and funny, and their parents were there. And it was just such a, it was such a vibe. And I'm like, this is really white, but like, this is fun at the same time.
But somehow acceptable.
Yes, somehow acceptable.
I'd go. I'd be down.
Yeah,
it's 30 bucks.
It's not bad. Definitely not. Let me, yeah.
I'm there for that.
I'm there for that too. So
we'll catch Danielle and I. we might be there.
We might be there. Don't hold your breath, but it would be so fun.
That'd be so funny.
That would be really funny. I'm trying to find a song for all of you to listen to.
shove some music up there.
Yeah.
I have a song if you want, but I just played one. So.
Yeah. Why don't we do a little bit of this? No. You know, we've played this in our show last semester.
Yeah, but.
But I want to play it again because this is what we're vibing with
today. What we're vibing with today.
All right. So enjoy this song. Okay, just when you thought I wasn't going to be gone, I'm still here. All right.
you stopped pressing the buttons.
Bye.
show.
And the guests on today's quiz are celebrities. Won't respond to any clues, they're just cracking jokes for views. But the answers to these questions mean everything.
Come follow me from NYC and all.
check, yeah, getting wet. All the boys, come follow me, come follow me. From NYC, all the girls on the internet, yeah, getting wet, getting wet.
You have listened to Miami Quake today.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Blizzard Quake. It's not Miami.
Oh, my God. It's just Blizzard Quake.
It's
yeah.
just Blizzard Quake.
So you listened to Blizzard Quake tonight. Hopefully, it will be Miami Blizzard Quake next week. We never announced where Chris is. He is studying for the College Jeopardy. He's studying for College Jeopardy.
Yeah. That and was when he told us, I was dying, honestly. I was like, so of funny. Course.
But he's actually really good. I would be surprised if he doesn't make it.
Really?
Because he's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
so that's
good
exciting.
Luck to Chris.
So hopefully good news in a week,
mm-hmm.
but I'm sure it takes longer than that.
Yeah, but thank you all for listening. This is, I guess, just Blizzard Quake, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a yeah. great week.
Yeah, so we're going to play one last song.
Hope you enjoy. Thank you.